put her in a different room.
Exactly, that's why I couldn't find her. We're going to open our Rules Committee today, the 16th of February. And things are moving along fairly quickly. We have a number of bills that are all under work sessions today. And so first we will open a work session on House Bill 3673. And?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Berger.
I move the adoption of the -4 amendments to House Bill 3673, which are dated 2/12/10.
Representative Berger moves the -4 amendments to House Bill 3673, dated February 12, 2010. Is there any discussion? Okay, my only discussion is to say I want to, again, thank all the people that came together and worked and came to a place where people could live with the outcome. This was an issue that was really big in my communities about landowner liability, and I appreciate the fact that we talked and had a lot of conversations with people, and so I thank everyone who participated in those conversations that we were able to get to a place like we are today. So with that, is there any other discussion on the landowner liability -4 amendments? Seeing none, is there any objection to those amendments? Seeing none, they are adopted. Representative Berger.
I move House Bill 3673 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Berger moves House Bill 3673 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion on the total new bill? And again, what I want to say is that I think that there was a, in those -4s, the issue that I think everybody gets uptight about has to do with how do we make sure that people who are out there know where the place is and what the issues are. And I think if you look at this, the language in subsection 8 on page 2 of the bill, it really does start to really clarify the action that you've got to give some notice to these people about what it is the condition is and what it is that the area that you're talking about is, so that the public really does understand where their liability is and where their liability isn't. And I think that if you look at those, they've done a pretty good job of crafting that. And I want to say that I will continue to watch this and any of those people who were involved in any of those discussions. If there's other things that we wanted to talk about in the future, I would certainly entertain having some conversations during the interim to look at this whole scope again. And I want to thank both, in particular, the private landowners who continue to allow their land to be used by Oregonians for hunting and fishing and those kinds of things. So for me, those are the really important things. So thank you. Is there further discussion on House Bill 3673? Seeing none, we might as well do a roll call vote.
Representative Edwards?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Barrett?
Aye.
Representative Gilser?
Aye.
Representative Hanna?
Aye.
Representative Nelson? Excuse me, Jensen?
Here. Aye.
Representative Nolan?
Excused.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Chair Roebling?
Aye. Motion carries, passes. I would be great. I would love carrying this bill, so I'll put myself there on this one. And I thank my county commissioners, actually, who came up and testified yesterday.
Take all the easy work.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go this way. I just wanted to make sure. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 3673. And
provided a method of calculation for beverage containers and required reporting to the OLCC.
Yes, we did not discuss it.
You want to discuss it?
I will be happy to discuss it as I move it, if that's the way you want to do it. Let me have her explain that.
Thank you.
Okay. So, before we... I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 3704. And before we do anything, we have an amendment, and I want to have an explanation by the administrator on the Dash 1 amendment. We had a brief discussion of it at the very, very beginning, but it was a long time ago, and I just wanted to make sure, since that time, we really haven't talked about that amendment, so it would be good to at least hear what the amendment is.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, that discussion was on February the 11th. The Dash 1 amendments provide a method of calculation for beverage container return rate, require a report from cooperative and distributors or importers annually on July 1st to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission.
Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair, I moved the adoption of the Dash 1 amendments dated February 11, 2010 to House Bill 3704.
Representative Berger moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendments dated February 11, 2010 to House Bill 3704. Representative Berger.
Yes, to the amendment, if you will accept.
Discussion, please.
Discussion. This is one of the holy grails of the bottle bill. Because the bottle bill, for those of you who don't live bottle bill politics, because the bottle bill has been a private sector function from the day it was enacted, one of the questions that's always asked is, well, how much redemption is there and what are the numbers? Because we are moving to a state redemption system, really, in this and other, as a result, really, of the last legislation, what we will be able to have by way of this amendment is some pretty clear numbers that we have never been available to us before. And I'm one who's pretty careful about proprietary information, but I think this is a useful way to have us move forward and understand how things work and support the amendment.
Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I hope I'm not the only one. I don't have the Dash 1 amendments.
They were passed out about a week or so ago.
Are they?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm looking for them here. Thanks.
Do we want to wait for those? I don't have any problem taking a short moment to wait.
I think I remember seeing them. If this is essentially the reporting requirement.
That's exactly what it is.
What it does.
Okay. Thank you. I'm fine.
And it just elaborates that all members, if you're in the cooperative or not, you still have to report the deals. And I think from the testimony we heard, it's clear that some of the people who are not currently in the cooperative, their redemption is greater than the number of bottles that they actually put into the market, because one of them talked about being on the Idaho border and they get a few more cans in than they actually do. So I think from that perspective, it's good for us to know that information as well. And, so in testimony, we've heard more than a couple times that it depends on where it's at. And one of the other people was very honest about saying that they actually had some money that they made on unredeemed bottles. So I think the group has been exceedingly open with respect to their information regarding that. So I appreciate that, but I do think that it adds to this whole thing and letting people know where we're at. So, a further discussion.
Is it on the amendment or?
Amendment right now. Any further discussion on the amendment? Okay. Is there any objection to the amendment? Seeing none, so amended.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Berger.
I move House Bill 3407 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Berger moves House Bill 3704 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any further discussion? Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair, one of the worst things that you have to do when you sit in one of these chairs is be in the middle of disputes among friends. The distributors, the people that make the bottle bill work, grocers, they're all our friends. And they have made this system work stunningly for 35 years. And they regret being here as much as I regret them being here. I am supporting and moving this bill because I think it will move Oregon into a redemption system that is going to be a very good thing for all of us. But that does not mean that I'm very aware of the fine people out there who have worked hard and been stalwart in our state and in their communities who feel harmed by this. I hope that we can come to terms and move this out of this sphere and get us all back together again eventually. If that's not possible, it is my great regret. But in moving this bill and supporting this bill, it is not in any way to diminish the people who are opposed to it or the people who are for it, but to say we have to make a decision here and this is the way I'm voting. But to thank them for all their hard work and hope that they come back together again at some point. Thank you.
Representative Garrard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd certainly echo the comments of Representative Berger. I would like to have been able to vote today in favor of a mediation process, but that choice is not being made available to us. If I were a beverage distributor, I would probably be standing alongside those that are holding out for the same reason they are, that I don't believe this body should really be telling anybody how to run their business. But the truth is, by holding out, the distributors eventually hurt themselves financially, and sooner or later, the decision to continue to hold out will get tougher and tougher. Ultimately, many of you will have to join the co-op. From the legislature's perspective, this bill is good policy. It wants conformity, and that's what the bill calls for, and that's what the bill will achieve. With my apologies to John and Steve Bakke in Klamath Falls, I'll give this bill a courtesy vote today. Let's move it to the floor where we can have a debate on this same issue with the full body of legislators. And I reserve the right to change my vote at that time.
Representative Jensen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to be a no vote on this bill today because I've heard a lot of the folks saying that they would like to go through a mediation process, and I think that would be a far more appropriate way to deal with this topic than for the legislature to send down a mandate, particularly a mandate telling some business people how and what they're going to do in running their business. The one concern that I have, and if this bill were fortunate enough to be voted down, I would hope that that mediation process would take place. And if it is voted down and that mediation process doesn't take place, I would be most unsympathetic with any argument made by the opponents of the bill in a subsequent session of the legislature. I've often heard people in my tenure here in the legislature make commitments to work toward some solution up to the time that the bill is about to be voted on, and it always seems that it's more an attempt to kill a bill than it is an attempt to actually reach a meaningful solution. I won't labor that particular topic today. We'll maybe speak more about it another time in another forum. I am sympathetic with both sides on this, and it angers me, I guess, is the best way to put it, that the sides were unable to reach mediation and come to a meaningful agreement between themselves prior to the time we got here. That would have been the far more, as far as I'm concerned, the more preferable way. Not that I particularly find it easy or difficult to make votes that are sometimes unpopular. And this is one that's guaranteed for me to be unpopular with 50% of the constituents that I have in my district and popular with the other 50%. You can say it's a vote I can't lose on, or you could say it's a vote I can't win on. Having said enough, Mr. Chair,
further discussion. Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. People talk about being in a peculiar position. This is one that's unique in that I do make a living in the industry. I am a member of OBRC, and from my business model and perspective, see that value. I think it's also important that when we recognize the Oregon bottle bill's value, it is to the environment. I mean, it's why we started it in the first place, was to say, let's get the job done. And certainly in the bottling and beverage industry, as many of the folks who were here in the past few days to testify would say, we were doing that long before there was a bottle bill. So we were green before there was green. And most every one of the family-owned business organizations who have been here to testify have spoken to those words. Again, I am a member, but what I see is the legislature prematurely intervening in a process that could still work itself out. We could say, and Representative, I hear you, that it's disappointing. I can't say I'm angry. It's disappointing that we don't have it done. But understand, we have created a statewide system despite the differences. We have created an ability to grow volume through our system. So it has been an enormous leap from where we all were a year and 2 months ago. From the standpoint of, we were every one of us to a great degree handling this, with the exception of a couple of the co-ops, but we have made huge strides. I'm optimistic by nature and believe that this process will eventually work itself out without this. I've said from the beginning, these people that, including myself and families, we figure these things out. The bottle bill isn't the most difficult issue the soft drink industry has ever had, and likely will not be the most difficult we will see in the future. And I believe we can get through this. I understand the pro side of this as well, because my customers are on the pro side of this. And again, I believe we're just simply getting, we're intervening a bit too soon. I'll be a no vote.
Do you need to, is there a conflict on this one?
Not until we get to the floor, I don't think.
Well, somebody says every time I take a vote, so I worry.
Here or floor?
Yeah, you should do both.
All right.
I don't want to give you no.
Then I gladly will.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to declare a potential conflict of interest. I am the president and CEO of a beverage distributor.
So noted for the record.
Thank you.
Other further discussion? I guess what I want to say is that I do, as I've listened to the testimony, I have truly appreciated the people who took a lot of their time and energy to come here and testify. And it has given me a whole nother appreciation for a lot of people that are out there doing a lot of really great work with regard to recycling and taking care of their businesses. And so it is a hard vote for me. I am one of those people who believe, though, that the policy is such that we need to move forward. And I guess what I would say, I will be watching how this process goes after this bill passes, and I believe it will, how ORBC works with these people. Because I still think it needs to be hand out, and you know, and that negotiating process needs to work. And from everything I've heard in the conversation, there have been adjustments over the last year and a half as ORBC has moved forward, acknowledging that some of these people in outlying districts have something that they can offer to the cooperative, and that the only way these cooperatives really last and work is when everybody that's in them works together. And if this pushes those people there, I need to feel comfortable that this organization is working to include everybody as time goes on. So, but I still think that it goes back down to the customer. This whole idea of the returns and the nickel and all that kind of stuff was a way that the industry would help us in solving a problem about recycling. And to this point, and even with this legislation, it has been industry that has solved the problem. I mean, a customer brings in that, pays that nickel, and when they bring it bottle back, they get their nickel back. And it hasn't cost anything to the state. It hasn't been any other kind of program. It has been something that has actually worked. And it has only worked because of all the people sitting here and who have testified. Before we actually did these last deals, it was all those people. So I commend what you were saying earlier. I think this is a tough vote for a lot of people. But for me, it's one of those about how do we finish a job we've begun. So, is there any other discussion?
Mr. Chair, one last question.
Representative Nolan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would be willing to bet that everyone within my district or affected by this bill in my district would prefer to see this go forward. But I actually find myself joining Representative Jensen and Representative Hanna in being not persuaded that the timeliness of this issue, as my good friend from West Salem likes to point out, is really as ripe as it ought to be for us to push this through. And particularly given that we heard testimony that if this bill becomes law, we will see the elimination of family wage jobs in rural Oregon, I have a hard time joining the support for this bill, and I won't. I'll be voting no today.
Well, with that, I see no further discussion. We'll take a roll call vote.
Representative Edwards?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Gelser?
No.
Representative Hanna?
No.
Representative Jensen?
No.
Representative Nolan?
No.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Chair
Roberts. Aye. Motion passes. And we will be sending it to the floor. Is there anyone who would like to carry this bill?
I'd be happy to.
I'd be happy to join
you. Oh, that's really good. You want a co-chair? I'll let Representative Berger carry this bill. Sorry, Mr. Representative Jensen. I gave it to Representative Berger.
Oh, well, it's my condolence work session.
So we're going to close our work session on House Bill, oh, I gotta get the number, 3704. Before, do you want to make a motion to allow Representative?
Oh, yeah. You have to open 3673.
First, we have to.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Chair.
Representative Berger.
I move that the rules be suspended and that Representative Nolan be allowed to vote on House Bill 3673 as amended.
Representative Berger. Representative Berger moves that to suspend the rules so that Representative Nolan can vote on House Bill 3673.
Did
is there any
get
objection?
Amended?
It got amended.
Starting, it's the liability.
It's the landowner liability. You don't want to vote?
Mr. Chair, not having heard the testimony on the amendment, I don't know that I can.
The amendment.
It's already amended.
It was already amended. It was the same. It was the one
that was amended. Oh, okay. In that case, fine.
Okay.
No, if it was further amended today.
No. We just did put the amendment on it.
Okay. So, is there any? Okay. The motion to pending. Is there any objections to consent to allow? Seeing none, so ordered. We'll open a work session on 3673. Representative Nolan, how do you vote?
Yes.
She votes aye. We'll close the work session on House Bill 3673. And Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr.
Oh, I have to open a work session. I'm opening a work session on House Bill 3638. Work session. Representative Hanna.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Chair Roblin, I move to adopt the Dash 5 amendment dated February 11th, 2010 to House Bill 3638.
This is House Bill 3638. Representative Hanna moves that we adopt the Dash 5 amendments dated February 11th, 2010 to House Bill 3638. Discussion. First, we're going to have an explanation of the amendments.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, the Dash 5 amendment incorporates previous amendments 1, 2, and 3 that accept elected positions and appointment to judicial office, that accept positions subject to Senate confirmation, and that allow change the period of the prohibition to 1 year, and further allow a former member to take a position in a state government so long as recruitment for that position is advertised, minimum qualifications do not include legislative service, and the employer considers other qualified applicants.
Okay. So, this is, we've been talking a long time and we've seen these different amendments added, but from further discussion, do you want to say anything about the amendments? Or?
No, I think we've been, thank you, Mr. Chair, I think we've been through the amendments. I'm pleased that we were able to include multiple ideas and actually create a piece of legislation that allows a person who's serving in the legislature to not be excluded from, but methods of gaining gainful employment are available, and I think it does that.
Further discussion? I guess my feeling, and I felt really good when I first started having conversations, because we had these two bills, with the idea that what Oregon does best is expose to the public for review important issues. And one of those important issues is about legislators moving on to other jobs. And I think what we've come to is crafted a bill which allows that to happen, so that the public knows when a person is going to take another job who has been a legislator in another government area. This gives some ways that we know what's going on. So I appreciate the work, and I think it's a good bill. So is there any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, is there anybody who opposes the amendment? Okay, so ordered, we will take the amendment. Representative Hanna.
Chair Roblin, I move House Bill 3638 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Hanna moves House Bill 3638 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, as amended, to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Seeing none, we'll take a roll call vote.
Representative Edwards?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Gelser?
Aye.
Representative Hanna?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Excused.
Representative Nolan?
Yes.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Brooks Berger?
Aye.
Chair Rutledge?
Aye. Motion passes. Representative Hannah, do you want to carry this bill? Would you like me to carry this bill? Or would somebody else like to carry this bill? Would you like to carry this bill?
Sure.
Okay.
Would you like a co-carrier?
You want a co-carrier? Is that
sure.
A co-carrier?
Yeah, I think it
you
might be nice.
I think that would be good. This bill?
Okay. We'll have the two co-carriers. I think that's a great idea, actually. Thank you.
Do we sing Kumbaya?
You can sing Kumbaya.
No, I will not.
Okay. So we're going to close our work session on 36:38. And I have to move my cursor. And now we're going to, I think I'll hand this one down here.
Okay.
So I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 3706. Representative Nolan.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the -1 amendments to House Bill 3706. The amendments are dated February 12, 2010.
Representative Nolan moves the -1 amendments to House Bill 3706, dated February 12, 2010. Is there any discussion on the amendments? And again, do you want to give an explanation?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the -1 amendment adds mortgage bankers, mortgage brokers, loan originators, pawnbrokers, and persons prohibited from making certain consumer loans in the course of business without a license to the definition of state-regulated lender, narrows the scope of conduct by state-regulated lenders to be acted on by the Department of Justice at the request of the Department of Consumer and Business Services to that involving loans or extensions of credit.
Okay. Any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, is there any opposition to the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment so ordered. Representative Nolan.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3706 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Nolan moves House Bill 3706 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative Hannah.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I'm less than happy with the way this bill found its way to our committee. It seems as though we have, if not violated rules, technically, but the spirit of the rule is right on the edge. To see this kind of legislation and the type of testimony we've heard regarding the regulation that's already there, this appears to me to be one more move for government interference in business, and certainly is not a job creating piece of legislation.
Further discussion?
It won't surprise anyone, Mr. Chair, that on this one I differ from my good friend who sits across the aisle from me. I see this bill as something that protects Oregon consumers and actually protects businesses who play by the rules and provide upfront, forthright services. I don't know that it will create jobs, but I can be very confident in asserting that it will protect struggling families.
Further discussion? Seeing none. Oh, we're almost there. There's another meeting going on. So, seeing none, so right past the amendment, we're on the bill.
Yep.
We'll take a roll call vote.
Representative Edwards?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
No.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Gilson?
Aye.
Representative Hannah?
No.
Representative Jensen?
Excuse.
Representative Nolan?
Yes.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
No.
Chair Roebling?
Aye. Motion passes. It will go to the floor. Who wants to carry this one? Holby. We'll have Representative Holby carry this bill. Is there, oh, I'll close the work session on House Bill 3706. And is there any other business to come before the Rules Committee? Seeing none, we will close our Rules Committee. Thank you all for being here.
Paul?
Kurt? Yeah.